Online dating is alive and well and big business, with eHarmony Australia now boasting over 1.5 million members. So what is the key to their success, and what's the key to finding your successful match online? Now, on the line, I have Jason Chuck, the Vice President International for eHarmony. G'day, Jason.
Hey, Andy. How are you going?
Excellent. Now, the history of online dating and how it's been perceived is quite interesting. How has the landscape and people's opinions changed, do you think, over the past, say, 10 to 15 years?
Well, I think online dating's come a long way in the past 10 to 15 years. I think when it first started, back when the early days of the internet, people had a very big stigma around online dating. They thought it was unnatural, or a place where it was a last resort for people to meet to try to find a partner. But I think today, in today's society, where the internet's prevalent, people are realizing it's just a great tool for life. And as they're realizing that a lot of their friends and family have met people online, where one in five relationships are now starting online, it's come a long way in people's mindset that it's just another tool and another way to meet people in your busy lives. And for a lot of people that have diminishing social circles, or their friends are all married, it's a great alternative to find somebody potentially special.
eHarmony has now been up and running in Australia for a bit over 5 years and 1.5 million members. What do you attribute to the success?
Well, I think the core of eHarmony, what it really comes down to for us, is that we really want to help people find a partner that has potential, somebody that has that potential to become a long-term relationship and a happy, successful one. Whereas there's a lot of different types of online dating sites that are more about casual hookups, or they're really just about introducing you to somebody to enlarge in your social circles. But at eHarmony, we put that science about really getting to know our users and really trying to understand that personality so that we can match them with people that have the same underlying values, the same underlying humors. We call them dimensions of compatibility, where we've been studying relationships for the past 12 years, and I believe we have a pretty good understanding of what makes for a good long-term relationship.
So is this algorithm of love, as it could be called, a complex formula, or how does that come about?
Yeah, I guess you could call it an algorithm in the sense that when you look at the way we match people, we actually take a two-pronged approach. So the first one is our compatibility algorithm, where some sites say they use compatibility, and really for them it comes down to, I like cats, you like cats, I like footy, you like footy. And so they're very superficial things. But at eHarmony, for instance, when we launch in a new country, we study relationships, marriages, both successful and unsuccessful. To date, we've probably studied tens of thousands of couples around the world, and over 1,000 here in Australia, to understand what are those key variables that really help keep a relationship long-lasting. And so at first, we develop your matches based on this compatibility formula. Secondly, we have an additional algorithm that you could call our affinity matching system, which takes into account the likelihood of you wanting to communicate with one of your matches. So over the years, we've set up millions of matches, and we can see what are the key characteristics for things like what we were talking about earlier. If you have common interests in food, sport, religion, different other variables that we think are going to help create that initial spark. But when it really comes down to that chemistry and attraction, it's really up to you.
So it sounds like anyone sort of first getting on board here and signing up to eHarmony, there's quite a bit of information you need to extract from that person in sort of, I guess, a questionnaire style from them. Obviously, it works best if people are honest. So, I mean, you're talking about it's more than, you know, do you like cats or football or anything. How deep do you kind of go?
Well, our questionnaire takes somewhere over 30 minutes. It's quite a thorough questionnaire, and what we find from a lot of our users is when they complete it, we actually send them a personality profile that's free for them to read. And it's a great way for you to actually see how we perceive you as a person. And I think that's a great confidence builder for people, because they can see, oh, eHarmony really understands me and understands the matches that I'm about to meet. So we start off by just understanding some key things about the user, also in terms of what they're looking for, what are some must-haves in a partner. But we then start delving into things like, you know, do you want children? is it important for you in terms of our family values? And then we start diving into their emotional characteristics, how they handle situations in terms of anger, conflict management, their energy levels, how optimistic or pessimistic they are. So we have a number of questions that kind of delve into different matters, and then that kind of helps us predict the compatibility.
Does it work, and how do you measure the success?
Well, I guess success comes in many different forms. I mean, the ultimate statistic that we often look at, which is not really a goal to the ends of a lot of people these days, is like in Australia alone, we've had nearly 11,000 marriages in our short time here. And I mean, that's fantastic to see, but having marriages alone is not really the kind of key to us. Like for us, we just really want to make sure that people have happy and healthy long-term relationships. And we know that we've built tens of thousands of happy couples that may not necessarily get married, but they're in happy, committed relationships. And we see that number growing and growing every day. And it's one of the best parts of my day is talking to our couples and just understanding. We often hear things like, wow, you know, this person, you know, I felt like I knew them from the very first day. Or, you know, early on, they have long, multi-hour conversations over the phone. So, I mean, that's one of the best parts of my day-to-day.
Brilliant. Now, of course, you acknowledged earlier there are plenty of various dating websites around. What advice do you give to anyone thinking of signing up online to any sites, including your own, and you know, looking for relationships?
Yeah, well, I think for a lot of people, especially some people who are a little bit older, who are still a little bit hesitant, I think it's good to keep in mind that people online these days are just your everyday average professional, males and females, that just have very busy schedules. And, you know, online dating is just a fantastic place to meet people that you just wouldn't in your day-to-day normal circles. And when it comes to choosing an online dating site, it really comes down to what are you looking for? Because, yeah, there are a number of different types of sites, but sites like eHarmony, for instance, we do invest in getting to know you so that when you have that first date, we want to make sure that there aren't any of those awkward moments or those awkward silences, so you have a little bit more in common and you do have a better chance of finding that special someone. So I think there's definitely different sites out there, and there's definitely something that's probably right for you.
Brilliant. Well, speaking of awkward silences, we will avoid one and wrap up the interview. Jason, thanks very much for coming on Tech Daily.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Andy.